Hello, beautiful humans. So, I am recording live from Sable Beach. It is quite late at night. I mean, not 2 a.m., but like 10 p.m. And as I've mentioned previously in the last podcast, I set up a way to record on my phone. So maybe the sound quality isn't 100% perfect, but it does give me the opportunity to be a little bit more spontaneous with my content, which I absolutely love. So I'm so happy to be back here with the pink velvet couch. It has been 3.5 weeks. I've been enjoying time with my family. It feels great to be back here. We have some episodes coming up that will be about endometriosis, hearing from some amazing humans who will guide us through their journey, getting a diagnosis, living with endometriosis, and helping us give tips on things that have helped them in their journey. It's something that I don't think we talk about enough. So today, I want to talk to you a little bit about my journey getting here today to Sable Beach. So, as some of you might know, I have decided since the month of May to take 24 to 36 hours every month as a self-care practice. And so I went in May to Trois-Rivières. I was teaching at the same time, so it was really like an evening where I launched my podcast, and then the next day I was teaching, so it was in a way quite short. And then in June, I went to the Andaz Hotel in Ottawa, which was fabulous. In July, actually, I had booked something in Sutton, and then I realized the Granby Zoo was close by and there was a lot of activities for kids, so I actually converted it to a kids activity, and I didn't take any time during that month, which was fine, right? Because something I think that sometimes people will think about is like, oh my god, if you're taking care from yourself, you're kind of taking it away from your kids. But what has actually happened is the more I take that 24 to 36 hours every month for myself, the more I realize, like, oh, how can I set up actually really amazing activities for my kids as well? So it has actually helped me find balance. So July, I dedicated to the kids. We went to the zoo. It was fabulous, fabulous, no regrets. And then in August is, well, now I'm in Sable Beach. So Sable Beach is about 7 hours away from where I live. And when I got on the road this morning, the first 2 hours, I was having a bit of trouble getting my groove on. Like, I do love driving, but it felt like I was getting nowhere. I didn't know which road to take. Was I going to take the scenic route, or should I take the more direct route that was going through Toronto? Was I going to be stuck in traffic? And I wasn't finding my groove. I could feel it. I was questioning, like, why am I going there? It's so far away. Am I making a mistake? And there had been all these other people who also were like, are you insane? Why are you going so far away to, like, you know, spend time with yourself? Can't you go somewhere closer? It's way too far. You should stay more nice, or you shouldn't go at all. So I was all up in my head about it. And then after I made my first stop, I was like, okay, I'm going to put an audiobook on. And I started to listen to a really, really fabulous audiobook that I had in my Audible for a while, but I had never listened to. And it's called We Should All Be Millionaires. And it made such a difference. Like, I was really focusing on it. And then I was able to drive straight for like 4.5 hours. And I got into my groove and I was like, I'm doing this, it's going to be super cool. And I got here, and it's been fabulous. Like, as soon as I got here, I was thinking, even if I spend only 1 hour here, it'll have been all worth it. Like, I could spend 1 hour here, go eat dinner, walk on the beach, and I could drive back. It would be good enough for me. But I'm going to have all night, all day tomorrow. And I wanted to share as well a few of the things that came up while I was listening to this amazing book that I haven't finished yet. So the author, actually I should tell you her name. One moment, it will come to me. Her name is Rachel Rogers. She is just fabulous. So she talks all about why women are conditioned to believe that they can't earn as much money as men, what we're taught in our life to basically give away some key resources that we have as if it's normal. So to give away our time, give away our independence, give away our power, and ultimately give away our success. We are taught to tolerate bullshit, to feel guilty, to ask for what we want, to feel guilty, to believe, or not to believe, but to feel guilty to, what's the right word here? To desire more money, to desire more success. And she basically, in this book, walks us through what needs to happen to turn this around, for us to build the belief that we can, to start practicing self-care, and to believe in our lives and our creativity, and to really release this habit of living in a prison that we've basically, that's basically of our own making, or that's society's making, I guess. So she was talking about something really interesting. She was talking all about how, as women, we are conditioned to believe that we are shopaholics and that we are going to go bankrupt because of our latte habits. And that's actually been something that I've been confronted with so much in my life. So if any of you follow me on Instagram on what used to be Emma_DF is now make_space_for_it. So make space for it. I shared recently that I have been able to clear all of my debt, aside from obviously housing and car. I mean, not obviously, some people are able to pay their house in full and their car in full, and that's definitely one of my goals, but I'm not there yet. So I, by 40, or actually 45, I wanted to have paid off all my debt. And that happened when I was 39. That happened, A, in part because we really started, my partner and I, to focus on it, and B, because I was able to receive a beautiful amount of money from the government of Ontario. But it's because of the work of midwives who thought for midwives to have more equal pay. So hugely thankful for that. So it allowed me to clear my debt. But before releasing this debt, I kind of aligned with what Rachel Rogers was saying. Like, I celebrate that I was able to access this money. I celebrate that I was able, with this debt, to invest in myself and to become a midwife. So it's not all bad. It's not all stuff that we need to feel guilty about. So back to the shopping and the latte habits. So in my life, when I was a teenager, I was, I guess, good with money, or I saved. It wasn't an issue. And then at some point when I was 24, 25, I went through a lot of events in my life and realized that, you know, life is, we have a finite amount of time. We live. At one point we die. And I think subconsciously it kind of made me freak out. And I went into this massive YOLO mentality where I was like, I need to live right now, you know, no matter what the expenses, go, go, go. So I started to struggle to save. And I spent all my money kind of right away as soon as I would get it. And this spiraled into some shopaholism, etc., etc., debt. But beyond that, as she was talking, I was realizing that there's this mentality that women need to be thriftier. Women should use coupons, should spend less, should be more careful. And I've heard this dialogue so many times from my family, from friends, really from everyone. But she was saying, like, in a way, if that's the approach that you use, so if you go for less, in a way you're making yourself small. You're repeating the story that you're not good with money, that you need to be better, that you need to restrict. But it doesn't need to be like that. And one of the reasons that I have decided that I do want to launch this side business, which I'm still working on. I haven't launched it yet, but it's coming slowly. I don't want to rush it. Is because I believe that I can make a lot more money, and that it's okay for women to want to make a lot more money, and it's okay for women to invest in themselves, and it's okay for women to dream, to make big things. The more money you have, actually, the more power you have to reinvest it into your community, to reinvest it in the things that you believe in, to make the world a better place. So there's nothing wrong for wanting money. There's nothing wrong in investing in yourself. There's nothing wrong with celebrating yourself. And I feel honestly like I'm not being strong enough with my words. Us as humans, as women, we don't know how much time we have left on this earth. We don't know how much time we have been given for our lives. And one of the things that personally freaks me out completely is that I'm not going fast enough, that I'm not moving fast enough, that all the things that I want to accomplish have not been accomplished yet. Like, yes, of course, I'm so proud that I'm a healthcare worker. I'm so proud that I have a family, I have a beautiful daughter, I have a great life, but there's so much more. I want to be a powerful woman. I want to show the next generations that they can 100% believe in themselves. They can succeed. Power is not wrong. Money is not wrong. I want to totally smash the beliefs that we have surrounding that. And this book by Rachel Rogers, like, really, you should read it. She talks all about how her mindset is either like a broke-ass mindset or a million-dollar mindset. So all the habits, all the choices that we make every day basically set us up to be in a million-dollar mindset, to choose ourselves, to choose our priorities, or to give away our power, to let everybody else's needs, desires, etc., etc., come before ourselves. So she uses the analogy of the ping pong machine, that it's so easy to wake up and go through the whole day being basically ping pong from one place to the next with her kids' needs, her partner's needs, her dog's needs if you have a dog, or work needs, or boss's needs, just caving in, setting no boundaries, and basically ending the day feeling like you have served everyone but not yourself. You're not choosing yourself. And I don't know how to express this, but I have always been someone who, I like to travel by myself. Like, I'm happy to be in a relationship. I'm happy in my relationship. But I've done a lot of traveling on my own, and I like it. I crave it. I think it actually makes me thrive to have some time alone. And I have definitely felt judged by others for needing this time on my own. But you know what? At the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with it. And I really encourage you to not fall into the trap of having your full-time job and then coming home and doing all of the cleaning and all of the cooking and then all of the coordinating of the activities and never choosing yourself, being a martyr, feeling resentment, going through life, forgetting what you want, what your dreams are. And you're going to wake up in 10 years and you're not going to remember what they are. You'll feel so disconnected from them. So what does it mean to choose yourself today? It doesn't have to be driving 7 hours to come to Sabo Beach. Like, I decided to do this maybe in 6 months. What I decide to do will be completely different. Maybe I'll rent like a studio to record my podcast without some of the background noises. to set up all my books and some artwork, some herb transformation things. Like, I don't know. I'm just going through every step of the way. Right now, I want the excitement of the travel. I want to feel inspired. I want to feel alive. I want to have basically all this juice to create, to dream, to reconnect with myself. And that's my desire. I want to show my daughter. I want to show other humans that they can do this too. That they are not selfish for choosing themselves. That they are not selfish for setting up boundaries. And trust me, I know how hard it is to set up boundaries. And to hold them, right? To feel when it's like they're cracking, when people are testing them. It's difficult. But you got this. You can choose yourself. You can be rich. You can be powerful. There is nothing wrong with being big, with taking space, with being so effing amazing and not playing small. So thank you for tuning in today, for coming on my journey with me to Savo Beach. It was pretty incredible, and I'm only halfway through. And I'm really excited to have the discussions about endometriosis. A lot of my podcasts, especially the interviews, are subjects that people reach out to me about. And that's what we talk about. So if there's something on your mind, just message me. We're going to talk about it. If it's on your mind, it means it's on another 10, 100, 1,000 other women's minds. So go ahead. Just go for it. You don't even have to, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to talk live. I don't have to record you. We can talk about it. I can set up an episode after with some of the notes that I've created. So really, I'm happy to talk about anything. If someone wants to talk, for example, about vulvodynia, what it means to have pain during intercourse, if someone wants to talk about their breastfeeding journey, anything, just message me and I'll be there. I'm there for it all. Our bodies are beautiful. Nothing is taboo. There's so much that I want to share, but it's like, you know, it's too much for just one episode that I want to tell you about. But it's been like to chart every day my menstrual cycle and what I'm learning, and that will come in due time. But in the meantime, choose yourself. $1 million mentality. Let's get rid of that broke-ass mentality. Take 5 minutes. Drop everything that you're doing. You are the priority. You got this. You are important, and you're going to do beautiful things. So, let's talk soon. Ciao.